Title: Filtered Vocal Textures for Smoky Late Night Moods Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live sound design lesson for drum and bass, and we're building filtered vocal textures for that smoky, after-hours mood. The key word here is texture, not lead vocal. We want something that sits behind rolling drums and bass, adds movement, adds atmosphere, but never steals the front of the mix. In late night liquid, deep rollers, jungle atmospheres, the vocal isn't the main character. It's the fog around the streetlights. By the end, you'll have a three-layer system. First, a warm filtered bed that's wide and soft. Second, a mid-telephone character layer that brings grit and presence when you want it. Third, a ghost tail wash made from delay and reverb that blooms in the gaps and ducks out of the way when the drums hit. And we'll set it up so you can control the whole mood with macros and automation over 16 to 32 bar phrases, like a Riedel DNB arrangement. Step 0. Pick a good source and prep it fast. Grab a vocal clip that has texture. It can be a phrase, an ad-lib, a spoken line, humming, even something that's not really lyrical. You're listening for breaths, consonants, little imperfections, mouth noise. Those become gold once you filter and smear them. Drop it onto an Audino track. Now choose a warp mode based on the vibe. If you want natural but stable, go Complex Pro. Keep performance around 0, and set the envelope around 128 as a starting point. If you want more grain and dust, go Texture Warp. Grain size somewhere around 20 to 60, flux around 10 to 30. You can push those later. Then consolidate a 1 to 4 bar loop that has a nice breathy moment, a few consonants, or a bit of tone that repeats well. Pro workflow move. Duplicate this clip to 2 or 3 tracks right now. Same source, different processing. That's how you get depth without needing it loud. Now we build layer 1, the smoky bed. Name the track Vox Bed. This layer is wide, soft, and low-passed. It should feel like air around the drums. First device, EQ8, high-pass it, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Get out of the sub and low bass lane. DNB needs that space. Then do a gentle dip, 2 to 4 dB, somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz. That's the snare crack zone. Coach note here, build the texture around the snare, not around the vocal. The snare defines front. If your vocal haze camps in that crack range, the whole mix starts feeling blurry. Next, auto filter. Set it to low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere between 600 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Keep resonance subtle, like 10 to 20%. We're not doing screaming acid sweeps. This is late night, controlled. Then add chorus or chorus ensemble. Go slow. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, depth around 20 to 35%, and keep the mix modest, like 15 to 30%. The goal is width and drift, not obvious wobble. Then reverb. Pick a room or plate vibe. Decay 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the immediate front of your drums. High cut that reverb. Seriously, put the high cut around 6 to 10 kHz, and low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Smoky does not mean shiny. Then utility, widen it. 130 to 170% is a solid range for this bed. And trim gain if needed, 3 to 6 dB down, because we want headroom and we don't want to slam the reverb input. Extra coach note that makes a massive difference. Gain stage your ambience like you're feeding a re-recording chain. Put a utility before the reverb if needed, and pull down 6 to 12 dB going into your time-based effects. If reverb gets hit too hot, the tail gets spitty, cheap, and aggressive in the wrong way. You want smooth fog, not sizzling spray. Now add motion. This layer cannot be static. If your auto filter has an LFO section, set a very slow movement, rate around half a bar to 1 bar, tiny amount. If not, automate cutoff manually in the clip or arrangement. Micro moves every 4 to 8 bars. Think plus or minus 5 to 10%, not huge sweeps. Subtle motion reads expensive. Quick mono check right now. Slap utility on the group or this track and set width to 0 for a second. If your bed disappears, you're relying on stereo tricks too much. You want it wider in stereo, but still present in mono. Cool. Layer 2. The telephone character. Create a second track from the duplicate. Name it Vox Mid. This is the attitude layer. It's the one you bring up in intros and pre-drops to give personality, and then you tuck it back once the drop needs space. Start with EQ8. High pass harder than the bed. 250 to 400 Hz. 24 dB slope. Low pass at 2. 4 to 7 kHz with a gentler slope, like 12 dB. This is the radio framing. Then add a small boost in the speaking zone, around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. maybe plus 2 dB, and sweep until the voice feels like it's talking through the mix without turning harsh. Next, saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, color on, and then match the output level so bypass and engaged are roughly the same loudness. That's how you know you're choosing it for tone, not being tricked by volume. Then auto filter, set to bandpass. Set frequency somewhere between 800 Hz and 2.5 kHz, resonance higher than the bed, like 20 to 35%. That resonance is what gives the telephone focus. Optional, redux, but use it like spice. Downsample around 1.5 to 4, bit reduction 8 to 12, and keep dry slash wet between 5 and 20%. You're aiming for texture and grit, not turning it into a video game. Then a compressor. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't flatten every consonant. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now let's make it rhythmic so it rolls with the groove. Add a gate, either after saturation or before your time-based effects if you add any. Set the threshold so it chops between words and breaths. Keep it tight. This is how you make the vocal talk in eighths or sixteenths against your drums. Advanced variation if you want jungle era stutters without extra plugins. Use auto pan. Put auto pan on the mid layer. Set the shape to square. Phase to 0 degrees. Rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 100%. That creates a clean transgate chop. If the stereo flip feels distracting, put utility after it and collapse to mono. One more advanced flavor. Dark alley radio. Add frequency shifter before saturation with a tiny negative shift, like minus 10 to minus 40 Hz, and mix 10 to 30%. It adds an easy drift. Keep it subtle so it feels cinematic, not like an obvious effect. Now layer 3. The ghost tail. New track. Vox tail. This is your late night haze. It should bloom when there's space, and get out of the way when drums hit. If you do not duck this layer, it will smear your snare and your bass definition. That's not optional. Start with EQ 8. High pass 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass 5 to 9 kHz. We're shaping the wash into a darker cloud. Then echo. Try 1/4 or 3/8. For rollers, 3/16 can feel amazing because it syncopates. Feedback 25 to 55%. Modulation 10 to 25%. Filter inside echo. High pass 300 to 600, low pass 4 to 8K. Dry slash wet 25 to 45%. Then reverb. Decay 4 to 10 seconds. Predelay 0 to 20 milliseconds. More foggy. Less separated. Low cut 350 to 600 Hz, high cut 5 to 8 kHz. Dry slash wet 20 to 50%. This is allowed to be very wet, because it's going to be controlled by ducking. Now the crucial part. Sidechain ducking with compressor. Put a compressor after the reverb. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or a kick and snare group. Ratio 4 to 1 up to 10 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. And here's the groove trick. You want the tail to recover just after the snare ring, not instantly on the transient. If it feels like an EDM pump, lengthen the release. If it's masking ghost notes and little drum details, shorten it. Aim for 4 to 10 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. Now the tail breathes. It blooms in the gaps and gets out of the way exactly when your groove needs punch. Optional and advanced control. Gate the tail keyed from the snare, so the snare transient always punches clean. That's transient safe ambience, and it's a lifesaver in dense mixes. Now let's organize and make it performable. Macro control. Group the three tracks into a vocal texture group, or if you're extra tidy, resample each layer and put them into a single rack on one track. Either way, the goal is quick control during arrangement. Map macros like this. Mood filter. Maps to the bed cutoff and the mid-band pass frequency. You can even map them in opposite directions so as one opens, the other shifts to stay out of the snare zone. Smoke width. Maps to utility width. Bed wider, mid more moderate. Grit. Maps to saturator drive and redux dry slash wet on the mid. Tail bloom. Maps to tail reverb dry slash wet and echo feedback. Duck. Maps to the sidechain compressor threshold on the tail. Motion. Maps to echo modulation and chorus amount. Subtle. Save it. Name it something you'll actually reuse, like DNB Smoky Vox Texture Rack. This is the kind of tool that speeds up real sessions. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where it becomes DNB instead of just sound design. Think in 8 and 16 bar arcs. Intro, 16 bars. Start with the bed only. Filter fairly closed. Maybe low pass around 800 to 1.2K. Let it be understated. Slowly bring up tail bloom over 8 bars. If you want noise, keep it minimal so it doesn't mask hats. The hats are your air in DNB. Pre-drop, 8 bars. Bring in the mid layer. Automate the bandpass sweeping upward to build tension. Use the gate or stutter chop to create rhythmic punctuation against shakers or a simple top loop. You can increase resonance slightly right before the drop, but keep it classy. Over-resonant sweeps get harsh fast in DNB. Drop, 16 to 32 bars. Turn the mid down by 2 to 6 dB so it sits behind the snare. Keep the bed wide, but filter it a touch lower so the bass owns the mid-range. Keep the tail ducked hard, and here's a classic move. Automate it to bloom at the end of every 8 bars. You get atmosphere without constant wash. Breakdown. Let the tail breathe. Reduce ducking. Lengthen decay if you want. And consider resampling a tail moment and reversing it into the next section. That reverse fog pull is timeless. Now, advanced coaching. Use dynamic filtering instead of stag carving. Instead of permanently cutting 2 to 4K everywhere, automate the bed filter to open slightly only in non-snare bars. Like bars 3 to 4 and 7 to 8 in an 8-bar phrase. You're basically choreographing the texture around the drum phrasing. Also, use negative space. In the last half bar before a drop, mute the wide bed and leave only a thin mid bandpass. When the drop lands and the bed returns quietly, the perceived width jumps without you actually making it louder. That feels pro. Sound design extras if your vocal is too clean. Try the breath grains idea. Resample 4 to 8 bars of the bed. Warp that resample in texture mode with grain size around 15 to 35 and moderate flux, then low pass it and tuck it low. It creates dusty air movement that screams after hours. If your sibilance is making reverb harsh, do a stock DS trick with multiband dynamics on the tail or bed. Focus compression on the high band, then lower the high band output a bit. It tames this energy without dulling the whole vibe. If you want richer thickness without fizzy highs, do velvet saturation. EQ before saturation with a gentle high shelf boost around 4 to 8kHz, then saturate, moderately, then EQ after with the inverse shelf cut. You're basically pushing harmonics in a controlled way. If you want the reverb to sit behind the mix more convincingly, do a fake mid-side reverb setup using an audio effect rack on the tail. One chain is center, utility width 0, shorter darker reverb. This audio version is shortened for playback.